You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Let me get us on. Sorry about that. We were on mic. Hey, I was here for 10 years. I didn't know this. Anyway, we want to welcome Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, LA?
Anyway, what I was going to tell folks, I want to thank everyone for the nice cards, letters,
yes.
Gifts. I got from my mom's departure from this earth. But as I said, we're going to move on to, my mom is in heaven. And I'm in somewhat heaven. I don't know what that means. But anyway, we want to talk about what's going on. And interesting news, I was going to talk about Art Bell. You know who Art Bell is?
Well, a little bit familiar, yes.
Art Bell used to do a show about, the dark side.
Ooh,
the dark
top
side.
Subject.
I thought that was dark turkey, but I didn't know what that was.
Who likes dark turkey?
I don't know. Some people do. Yeah, it's funny. Some people do. Now, we're also going to talk about Barbara Bush, who died. Mm. And Barbara Bush knew she was going to die. I knew. I heard from folks that she knew she was going to die. But let's give out the phone numbers. We're at 323-203-0815. If you're calling from Nome, Alaska, 323-203-0815. If you're calling from the Congo, 323-203-0815. And also we want to welcome our audience from BBS Radio up in the Bay Area. They're listening on San Francisco. We thank the fine gentlemen over there. You guys are the greatest. And at the time of need, those guys were great. I want to thank you guys very much. And we're going to continue doing our shows on BBS Radio for a long, long time. Anyway, we're going to talk about, let me talk about Art Bell, the mystery of Art Bell. Now, Art Bell was kind of, they say there's always someone that comes into a business and they come in, they go, oh, they're like the leaders of it. But Art Bell used to be on, he was on KFI, competition.
Uh-oh, what are we going to do?
KFI. But no, he did stuff about UFOs. He did about paranormal.
Yeah, fascinating.
Other stuff that goes on radio with paranormal. He talks about Bigfoot. He talks about, crop circling. He talks about all that and more. And Art Bell died last week. I didn't know. 72 in Pahrump, Nevada.
Wow.
If you ever go to Pahrump, it's like you're going to the end of hell.
I've actually never heard of it.
Pahrump is outside of Las Vegas, and it's a place they're building a lot of senior homes. I think they want to get rid of the seniors.
I kind of figured it was a beautiful retirement community, but
they want to get rid of the seniors. But there was a story from the New York Times that I pulled out on Art Bell. It was a really nice one. Art Bell, the apostle of the paranormal, who's this disembodied voice. He goes, this is Art Bell. Here you go. What the hell? And he would be on, like I said, KFI, and he was on Coast to Coast. The first Coast to Coast. And then, interesting was Lieutenant David Bukovitz, a spokesman for the Nile County Sheriff's Office, said an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Now, we don't know what the cause of, we figured he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Interesting.
When they get a heart attack. And
oh, yeah.
I think my mom had that too, that disease. Anyway, Art had a fascination with the afterlife. The announcement, and it's heartwarming to know he peacefully slipped into the next world and now knows the answers he sought for so long.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Well, what's interesting about that was Art Bell talked about people, he had stories about people that died and came back.
Mm, near-death
experience. I had that experience myself, where I was in a room, and I was totally up like an angel, up in the
so you were up and you could look down.
I couldn't look. I saw down, but I saw like angels
surrounding you.
And the really interesting thing was when you're above that level in your life, you say, wow, I'm going to heaven.
Yeah,
where are we going?
It's a lot better than down here.
Where we go? That was a wild go. And what happened was really interesting. I went in the air and I spinned around, and then I got to see former loves that you had. Mm. And it's funny, God gives you 50 days to see all friends and family when you die. So it was really interesting. I saw old girlfriends. I haven't, and they're not happy, and they weren't happy with their life. You know, because.
But you didn't have 50 days up there, did you?
No, I got to go after about 4 hours. Oh. But the real interesting was seeing what the future will be.
Oh, fascinating.
And the future will be, you know, we're going to have UFO contact, definitely. Mm-hmm. And UFOs are going to do technology. And it's been going on right now. And Art Bell had a show where he had someone talk about, you know, where you go when you die. Because, you know, I'm not worried because, I always saw that commercial. Did you ever see that commercial with Helms Bakery?
I sure did.
When I was a kid, there used to be Helms Bakery.
Yep.
L.A. It's a popular place where they had donuts and the chocolate rolls and whatever.
Yep.
But Helms Bakery had a wonderful, wonderful commercial years ago. It said, if you got to go to Helms Bakery. and so you're getting food. So at Helms Bakery, they did this commercial, and it was interesting because I always thought, God, there must be nice food up in heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven has a lot of food, okay? You won't put on weight in heaven.
You'll be so, yeah.
You'll be taken care of. You know what's funny? I heard that you could pick the age that you want to be.
Really?
In heaven. Someone told me that. Interesting. So anyway, get back to Art Bell. So Art Bell had this lady on, and this lady talked about, you know, heaven. And about angels. Because the lady last week, by the way, we had a show about angels last week, and there's controversy on her visit. But I believe this with angels. Angels are everywhere. And I believe they don't go to you because of who you are. They go to you what your need is. Because I'm not Catholic. I'm a Jewish boy from the Valley, and I don't know anything about, you know, the certain angels. Like Archangel Michael or whatever. I don't know. I don't, you know, because that's not my background. But this lady was interested. She talked about them. That the angels rise. And I never knew that. You know, I don't know if you were here when I talked about it. I had a friend. She was thinking about suicide.
Mm.
You know, but this angel came to us at a Starbucks. So they like Starbucks.
Like, kind of a vision or a dream. Who
but
knows?
It was real.
It was like.
Let me explain what happened. This guy comes in. He had a jacket.
And
behind the jacket, wings. Mm. And I'm going, okay. He was talking to my friend, Mary. Mary, if you hear the show, you know the whole story. We were at Barnes & Noble. He used to have all different things. He used to have different things at Barnes & Noble. So this guy's sitting with us, telling us about the afterworld. I'm going, why does this guy know about the afterworld? And then within, I think about 10 minutes, he's talking about heaven's a great place. The angels, they do a lot of work. And, you know, my friend Mary was, you know, in that time, would always tell us she's going to commit suicide. Hey, they don't commit it. They're not going to commit it. Normally, when people are low, there's great places they can go, you know, call and be part of.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take your life. It's not worth it. And the thing is, you know, take your life. You're in that flux.
Yeah, it's a shortcoming where you don't have the opportunities, and it's
to
really,
rise up to go to heaven.
Exactly.
So anyway, so Mary's talking to this guy, and this guy is, you know, talking with her. You can see the wings pull out of his jacket, and I go, Mary, you won't believe who we're talking to, and I was trying to ask him if he was an angel because you don't know, and the guy was an angel. Because he had the wings, and he just was humanized for us to understand. But when he left, I saw the angel, you know, like stuff on the
markings
on the, and I said, "Wow, we just had an angel." And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I go, "This is, you know, it was kind of crazy, but it was real."
Well, there's so many things that exist,
yeah.
And I think you can only experience it when you experience it.
Yeah, it was for Mary. It brought her out of her situation.
Mm,
for me,
that's beautiful.
For me, what it did, it brought a realization of how angels are so important. Because, like, I remember as a kid seeing angels come and go. And, you know, we always think about death. We always think about, but angels come for good things.
Yeah.
And some people don't know about because they come for good things. Anyway, let me give out our phone number. We got Brooklyn.
Hey.
323-203-0815. And we're, you can call us from L.A. You can call us in Nome, Alaska. You can call us New York.
Anywhere.
Wherever you want to call us, we're here. And last week we had a nice nice turnout, and I want to thank everybody again. And then I want to talk about Art Bell real quick, and then we'll move on our subjects for tonight. From a home studio he had in Pahrump, it's a small little town, he would get phone calls from around the country, and they call it Coast to Coast. Hmm. Now, 1990s, I know he went to KFI, but the problem with Art Bell was he was so egotistical that women wouldn't get along with him. He had issues with women.
We do have some powerful women in this country.
Yeah, they don't like to be told what to do.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, he had the third largest radio audience, you know, among like Rush Limbaugh or Laura Schlesinger. And I think they say his audience was somewhere between 17 to 18 million people a
night.
That's
incredible, though.
That's incredible, the figures that you get. You know, here in LA Talk Radio, we get lucky because we have our great association with BBS, and we're on LA mm-hmm. Talk Radio. Soon we'll be on others. And it's just, people want to hear real stories. They want to hear what's happening. And then we're going to have a dating game.
I love it. Aren't we excited?
Yeah,
you guys got to stay tuned
dating game.
For that.
We'll have a dating game here soon. And
we're gonna have a lot of people jumping on those lines.
I'm telling, we're gonna.
I think there's more single people than married these days.
Yeah, I better be single, you know. Oh, anyway, what I was gonna tell about Art Bell was another quick thing. And we'll go further. Art Bell would talk about his late wife, and we knew there was something weird going on. His late wife was American. Suddenly, she was murdered.
Suddenly,
yeah, that's like it's like suddenly. But she was murdered, and ever since that time, people have had their doubts on Art Bell. I don't know why. If you have a tragedy, you'd want to have more feeling towards the guy. But anyway, he became the subject of the murder. And then he went to the Philippines to escape all this, and then he talked about the government, and he had a guy that was discharged from medical reasons from Area 51. He's where they have the UFOs. And then he talked about, when the guy talked to him, the interview was cut off right in the middle.
Interesting.
That's with Art Bell. And it happened to me here. One day we did an interview, we were off the air.
Interesting.
See, things happen. Things happen on real TV. Anyway.
And real radio.
On real radio. And then Art Bell said that he had telepathic and physical. I have that too, because when I do a UFO show, I will tune into the listener. And I get that telepathic feeling, you know.
I know.
I just feel it.
Yeah.
And you can't deny it, but you feel it. And he said he had this one guy that called himself Alex Collier, saying that he was in contact with a human race from a constellation Andromeda located in our galaxy. But the experience has been both telepathic and physical. His relationship with the Andromians have been based on trust and friendship, and Alex's has never been violated. Experience may not be in any way with the abduction. See, this was a famous thing on Art Bell. And then Art Bell, believe it or not, was a Vietnam vet, 72 years old. Actually, he would have been 73. He was from North Carolina. He was a Marine, and he was a typical war guy. He was an Air Force medic and a disc jockey for an English language show in Okinawa. And a lot of things that get you the path of radio. And then he was survived by fourth wife, Arian Ruiz, their children, Asia and Alexander, and three children from a previous marriage, Vincent Pontius, Lisa Pontius Minet, and Arthur Bell V, which is the last one. Anyway, what I was going to say is, if you get a chance on Coast to Coast, they're going to feature a lot of Art Bell that you can get. And also, there was a show he did called Midnight in the Desert, which didn't do too good. And the problem with the show was he had some fighting going on, which is not a good thing when you do radio, because when you do radio, you have to work with people. And it doesn't matter. If you have an ego, it's top of the ceiling. You still got to work with people. And there was, and you know, Art Bell, one last thing was, he described himself as a libertarian, but his passion really was talking about, you know, talking about what we call UFO stuff. And I know they'll talk about him at the Contact in the Desert. I won't be going this year because of what happened recently. But I will go next year, and we hope, I want to go to Roswell to see all about, you know, the, it's going to be the 70th anniversary of Roswell.
Yep.
So I want to go, and I love going to those places because you learn a lot. And the big problem with a lot of the UFO things are that you want to learn more. It's like you get a taste.
Well, it's a whole other world. So.
Yeah, we want to learn more because it's interesting. This gal may have been on my radio show. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we got some breaking stories, and also Barbara Bush, very nice first lady. She was sometimes she would be rough. And gruff, but that's her personality. And Barbara Bush, everyone will remember her as when George Bush had a thing with broccoli. He wouldn't eat broccoli. She said, "You're going to eat broccoli." And she was a fighter. And all I remember about Barbara Bush was the way she instilled in all her kids to save America. And that was her whole thing. I'm looking for the article I had on Ms. Bush. I think I have it here somewhere. I'm telling you, I got so much news on. Oh, Barbara Bush. Let me give you a summit. Barbara Bush, she was the unfortunate political dynasty. Is that Barbara Bush, you know, she was 18. What was it, 16? And went on home on a vacation in Ashland Hall, a posh South Carolina boarding school. And then guess who she met?
Oh,
George
wow.
H. Walker Bush, and then he introduced himself as Poppy, and he died. Some people know him as Poppy, which I didn't know. So Barbara Bush, at 19, dropped out of school, forced her husband on what was become a stormy career. He started as a congressman in Midland, Texas, and they have a home.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Midland,
Texas.
About Bush, and then as further goes on, he had George, Jeb, Neil, and Marvin, and a daughter, Dorothy. I think the daughter, Dorothy, died a couple of years ago. But Barbara Bush is going to be buried, I think, this coming weekend. Mm. And she's very close to the Obamas.
It's going
to
be huge.
Yeah, she was an interesting lady because, you know, remember, when you get in politics, it's a hard road to go, you know. And according to, Barbara Bush once went into a newspaper bureau, you know, before this 80 election, and she said the reporters weren't covering a press conference her husband was holding downstairs. Like a stern mother, she eventually marched a reporter editor to her husband's event. And Barbara Bush was that's the type of woman we remember.
She
and
strong.
Then she was on Larry King. She did a lot of Larry King. And then
Larry
she
King.
Said stem cell research is a Jewish thing. I go, what the hell is she talking about? But what she was trying to say is that time when Ronald Reagan left, you know, died, they were talking about stem cell research to treat people with Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
And it is, but it also treats cancer, back problems, every different facet, diabetes, and it's a good thing. And that's what's going on right now, where stem cell research really came about through the workings of Barbara Bush and of Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
So she kind of helped put it together. And he was
beautiful.
He's VP to Reagan. And what other things did we say about her? We'll miss her, Barbara. We know your heaven's got a lot of people now. They got also the lady.
She didn't stop retiring or working. She's doing all that work up in heaven.
No, but she was interesting. She was an interesting lady because she knew that, you know, her life was going to be special. And George Bush's father was a senator, George H. Walker Bush. And then, you know, he had all the kids. And she was 92, so she lived a good life. And one other thing I was going to mention is in the news there was an interesting article that, you know, I have a news bulletin. And I was going to mention Israeli Festival will be next week. I thought it was going to be this week in L.A. from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Rancho Park. Mm-hmm. And we may go this year. We may. We're deciding. Because this weekend, they have an event in Orange County, which I won't be able to go. Mm-hmm. I always go to Orange County. I love it. They always treat us really nice.
I love hanging
there.
Out down there.
Well, no, we stay in Irvine. Yes. And they have an event in Irvine.
Oh, nice.
And we meet all the people up there, and they're all nice to me. You know,
that's good.
They want to talk. This is for later. I just want to talk about the one news story that was kind of weird about an actress who had a different vision of life,
to say the least.
Yeah, let me get her on here, and then we're oh here she is.
Which is actually this a huge one. Subject in our yep.
Yeah, I've seen her actually in a movie of the week now. Now, she was arrested. Her name is Shelley Mack. Now, I seen her in the, what's that, Smallville. And I said, she's going to be a good actress. She got arrested today for alleged connection to sex trafficking scheme.
Shocking, but in a way not shocking, because it is so vital in our country.
What?
It is so...
Oh, you mean the sex trafficking?
It's huge. It's really,
it's a horrible
really
thing.
Huge.
Well, it's not vital. I'll tell you why. If Congress and Senate would go after these folks, then you knock them out. And this is, let me tell the story so you what happened. The Smallville actor Allison Mack was arrested Friday for alleged connection to sex trafficking scheme. Smallville star, 36 or 35, was arrested in Brooklyn, New York, on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy. Keith Raniere, the purported leader of the controversial self-help book. Now, this guy's been all over because of the trafficking. We got to get guys like that in prison.
Oh yeah.
And for her to help him, that's bad stuff. So what he would do is he would turn female followers into brainwashed slaves.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit. So according to a statement from U.S. Attorney Office in New York, Mack and Raniere allegedly branded their victims and forced them to participate in sex acts through the various self-help programs that Raniere established with his umbrella organization, Niven. The organization, which maintains features of a pyramid scheme, is based in Albany, New York, and has operated centers in U.S., Mexico, Canada, and South America, according to the aforementioned statement. So it should be, see, when I hear that and people do that, she should be put away for 40 years, let her suffer.
Oh, yeah.
To do that?
My best friend's husband is in the FBI, and his special assignment is to travel the world and actually get these guys. So I'm familiar with the subject of story you're talking about.
Right.
Of course, he doesn't disclose a lot, but I know from knowing them since I was a little child, and I've watched him go through his career. He goes to Cuba, Colombia, Mexico, and he locks them up.
Right.
And,
that's wonderful.
But it's so out of control dealing with through the Senate and laws being passed and things getting out of control because of desperation and crime.
Right.
But that's what he does, and they don't even have enough people to handle and keep
track
of them.
See, the problem with government is... Candy, you're late.
Where are you?
Yeah, because one thing in television, you got to come on time. If you don't come on time... No.
How many minutes is she late?
Yeah. Yeah, and Bernadette, yeah, I'm going to have Bernadette. I'll have Bernadette call in. Please call in. See, Bernadette is she's our self-help lady, and she helps me a lot on the show. I'm going to have her call in. Oops. I'm telling you, live radio and Cameron trying to do two things at once is crazy. Okay, so we're going to get Bernadette DeGabrielle. She's a life coach in San Antonio.
Nice.
Austin. She'll be calling in. And then, let me see if I hear anything from Our Lady? No. So anyway, I've given you a lot of time. You're late, sweetie.
I have no phone.
No, we're doing a real show right now. I can't get into that. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have some guests on. We got Candy Loya, who just showed up in the building.
Yes, I walked in the building. Oh, my gosh.
So how are you doing? What happened?
Okay. They stole my phone. The phone has GPS, of course. I went to the 134. I was in San Fernando.
Well, that's a good start if you want to go to San
Francisco. I know. And I came back. I go, no, I have to go this way. So I had to figure my way. I asked like 6 million people, and they tell me where it was. I go, where's Sherman Oaks? I got to get there. So I
wait, we got
here.
A call. We got a live call. A live call. Bernadette, welcome to our show.
Cameron, how are you?
Sweetie, you know what? After last week, what's funny? When someone... You talk about death. I'm getting more offers, job offers.
Ooh.
You know that?
That's awesome.
But you know what happened? I'm going to be working on a search for Amazon, and we've been getting people in the industry wanting me to do things I never thought I'd be doing. So
that's beautiful.
So you know, things happen when you least expect. But losing a mom was very hard for me. But I lost contact with her, as you guys know. For 6 weeks, and it was really hard because you had a lot of things I can't talk about on the air that happened. But on the same realm, I could say that my friends have been very supportive, and that's all. I just bless my mom wherever I can. You know, her grace was everyone knew about it, and we did a prayer tonight in Zeneme. So it was really nice. And it was just, you know, when you lose someone, it's very tough. But you know what I found? That I was strong. Was I pretty strong last week?
I felt you were.
You were.
I had to be really strong because you know what it is with me? I cried all I could cry. And you know what it is? When you lose someone, you know, you cry. Then I said, yeah, I'm getting out of this funk. I'm going to be happy.
You have a private morning.
There you go.
Move on.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta process it, but at the same time, you have to be willing to allow it to process so you can let it go. So
right.
Good for you, Cameron.
Thank you
It's a tough thing, for sure.
Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to our two ladies here, and she's wonderful. We've got the greatest, Bernadette DeGabrielle. She's a life coach teacher. She does seminars in Austin.
Wow.
She's a welcome member of our Cameron Sports and Life. And you know, any issues you want to talk about, anything, she's wonderful. So you have any issues today?
Issues.
She's a nice lady. Talk to her.
Issues.
This is Candy Loya.
My name is Candy Loya. I've been here for about, 3 years?
Okay.
2 years, off and on. And I've been doing...
We're off and on.
And I got lost today because someone stole my phone. So I guess they're going to ship it on Monday. And it was hard to get here, so I was kind of late today. And I know I got in trouble.
Well...
I guess Cameron and takes me here at 8 o'clock.
I said, no! What do you want to tell? What's your issue?
That's the good news. You are there. You have arrived. So.
Exactly, right? I found my way here, and that's the good thing.
Now,
so.
Let me ask you a question. Her issue is you come late sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, is that compulsive when people come late? Because I know myself when I do an appointment, I put the time, because I had to go today, you know, the time.
Yeah.
What does Candy need to do with her life to get everything? Well, say I'm going to show up at 8, I'm going to be at 8.
You know who it is? I know my issue. Okay, I'm always on time, and Brick knows this. It's the other people that have to tag along with me to have to go do other things.
But what has to tag along with you?
Because I'm trying to give them rides, you know? And then it makes me late.
Well, so, you gotta
you know, I'm trying to help, and at the same time, like, because I hate being late. I'm serious. I hate being late. Everywhere I go, I'm always on time, my appointments. I'm always on time. It's just with here, it's like, I have, like, she's seen me. I had, like, 10 things to do in one day.
Right.
And it's like, oh, my God. And I got to
get
here. But
also, you got to remember radio, because you want to get in the radio business.
Yeah.
You work for ABC, NBC, CNN. Bye-bye.
The first day.
Because that's the first day. Yeah. Because what I'm trying to explain to her is you got to treat this like your best, the best thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
And right?
You know, it's a little different when you're dealing with live media, yeah. For sure.
Right.
Yeah. Procrastinate on those dates. But I certainly do understand about other people, you know, kind of holding you back a little bit from being on time. I have 8 kids, so
oh, yeah.
I completely
understand. I have kids, too.
Reason why I am running behind, but mm-hmm. for Cameron, I try to be on time.
Yeah,
you know, it's just all about managing our time. It's time management,
right.
And knowing that the people that are around us are most likely going to have other things to do. What I have to do is kind of give myself a 30-minute window,
right?
And sometimes that doesn't even help.
Yeah, it does, because time goes so fast. You know, it's like, okay, I have 30 minutes. It goes so fast. I'm like, oh, my God. It's already 30 minutes.
Right.
Like,
but
I
you
got
gotta,
ready
but you
at five.
This is what I told you before. If, you know, you asked me about the industry, that is the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pass it, next. Yeah. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You have to, because when I do an interview, like you saw here early,
mm-hmm.
I try to come. Because, you know, you want to get people, you want to organize it. Because if you don't have a show that's flowing,
mm-hmm.
you ain't going to flow.
Mm-hmm.
And today,
yeah.
I had some things I had to do, and I make it flow. You just got to make it flow, honey. And then, you know, you just gotta say to yourself, you know what, this time, I got to
yeah.
do it. I just got to do what I can. Now, your area, do you have classes for someone like Candy for time management?
I absolutely do have classes for someone like Candy. And you know what, Candy, just a quick little thing that I do that helps me out a lot is I have so many different alarms set on my phone.
Right.
Because if I have to be somewhere at a certain time, I have an alarm set for the time I have to leave my house. A time I have to be this. So everything is set according to an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And that triggers me. It makes me move faster.
Mm-hmm.
So if,
right.
And another thing that I do is I just simply say, okay, whoever is not ready when I am walking out that door, or whoever is not ready when I go to pick you up, I'm going.
She's
so you're either with
way.
Me or you're not.
Right.
And that's okay. Because if they're not, at least you, the one that's important in the whole scenario, are on time.
Right. I agree with you. Oh, by the way, I just got to do a tag along. Cameron Sports and Live. We're live on LA Talk Radio and BBS Radio and San Francisco. So anyway, please call in 323-203-0815. That tag is when you get people to tune in. See, I'm good at this.
Radio.
Anyway, what I was going to mention is now she has a class for it, so she'd take it. Now, Brooklyn, what's your different issues that you have you want to talk about?
I would say I have a lot of things that I've been wanting to do, and I
uh-huh.
actually, I feel like I have pretty good time management and goal setting.
Right.
It's the financial part of it that I can't afford to do all those things, but when I...
Are you on a limited budget right now?
Very.
Okay, so...
So I can't even...
She's a hairdresser and a
yeah.
makeup artist.
Yeah.
And she's trying to be with acting. Now, what I would... You know, I told her, I said, acting is a funny thing because you got... You know, you don't make money at first at acting.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of schlubs out there. They say, oh, I'll promise you an acting job. And it never happens.
It's fun, though. It's so much
yeah.
fun.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. I don't like just doing the fun stuff. I like to do the serious
right.
stuff.
Right, I got
that,
you.
That also help other people along the way.
Right.
Because that's, you know, that's what we rely on that in this world.
Right.
So
it's true, and you have to look at it.
It's impactful on many levels.
I like the fun and the passion of it. Mm-hmm. That's my passion.
Now what? For Brooklyn, what would you suggest for Brooklyn?
The first thing that I would suggest, Brooklyn, is, you know, finance can weigh anybody down, and it can certainly hinder what we want to do. So the first thing that I would suggest to you is to change the mindset that you don't have enough, because honestly, the universe is plentiful, and that's what we really rely on for our financial security, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is to begin to change that mindset. And when you find yourself saying, oh, I just don't have enough for this, don't send a negative connotation out. Right. It's an energy that is associated with that mindset. And right. So that's what you're putting out, is that you don't have enough. And as long as you continue to put that out, you will continue to not have enough.
So for instance,
so when you change that mindset, I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead.
When you change that mindset and you begin to say, okay, this is what I want to do, and I know that what I need will be provided for me, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to continue to take the steps to go in that direction that I want to go. And you put it out there that it's already covered and you're not worried about it. Then that begins to change the frequencies that we put out energetically to the universe, and it can actually respond. Now, another thing is to put all of those things down on paper that you want to do.
Yes, I need
log
to
log it all
mine.
Down.
Yeah.
And set money amount that you need. And so you're aware and you're not oblivious to it, but you are also allowing those energies to freely move for you. And it's something that so many of us have a difficult time doing, because we get caught up in the act in what we see as our now, but that isn't necessarily what is working on our behalf. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
I was gonna ask you,
so it's really, it's a mindset and an energy thing. So when you can release yourself from the confines of, oh my god, I don't have this $1,500 I need to do this, then you're going to continue to stress about it. It's going to block any areas that you have of flow to you with that financial increase.
So you go to plan B, right? You go to plan B, like try to make that money, like for me, like garage sales, make more money, or other things, or maybe like fundraising, you know?
Anything like that, as long as you have, okay, I need this money. Here's some things that I can do in order to bring that forth. But you're not going to limit it to only that. You can do that. You can have that garage sale, and you might have some individual come up and say, you know what? I was just led to give this to you. Here's $500. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know where it's going to come from, and you don't want to limit it. You can certainly set it all in motion. But you don't want to attach any expectation to it, and you don't want to attach any kind of fear or concern or anything else. You just want to allow it to flow. And also, our financial security is associated with our root chakra. So if you find that you're having difficulties feeling secure in your financial position right now, then perhaps a root chakra cleansing and realignment would be really good for you to do, because that really sets us into a feeling of security. And what I do every day, I do this every day, I have this little mantra I do, and it is I visualize myself in a meditation, and I say, I am protected, and I see myself surrounded with white light. I say, I am secure, and I visualize my feet being planted firmly with roots growing to the center of the earth.
Right.
And then I say, I am abundantly provided for, and I see myself with my hands raised and my crown chakra open and connecting with source. And by doing that and repeating that over and over and over again, whatever I am feeling that may cause me anxiety is subsided. And that has helped me a lot. And then after that, I go on and I say whatever it is that I see myself doing. So for me, it's I am a speaker, I am a teacher, I am a divinely imparted healer. And that's how, and it sets me in motion for what I am to do for that day. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I think if you put a board of like goals or like what you need to do to in, like for her to
vision board.
Like a vision board on your wall every day before you come out of your house, what you need to do from plan A, from plan B to plan C, that would help her to do what she wants to do. I think that's a really good.
And I used to have, I had a vision board. Yes. I love vision boards, and I used to have them, and I used to write down in my journals all these business goals. And I think it's just when things started collapsing and I've been let down a lot in business, I couldn't recoup very easily. So I've had to backtrack,
but you
reshift,
overcome it. Overcome
so
objection.
It's taken me a little longer than I really desired.
Yeah, true.
So,
I totally feel you. I totally relate. And those are the times when we need to call on the things that we know to do the most.
Right.
Because obstacles are going to present themselves. They're going to come. And instead of looking at it as an, oh my God, this is happening right now. How am I going to deal with it? And causing yourself additional anxiety or fear or whatever other emotions may be associated with it, to just look at it like, you know what, this is a great opportunity for me to utilize all of these other things that I know to do. So I'm going to remain peaceful and calm and know that whatever is happening right now is opening a door for me for something bigger and better. For example, my son called me today and he lost his job. Okay. And he was, you know, beside himself. And I simply said, son, you have been wanting to do something different for a while now. You have been planning, you know, a new direction anyway. And a lot of times we get so caught up in the security of our now and what we know and what has provided for us, that when something like this happens, we're like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? But really what it is it's allowing you, because you know that there's other things that you have in mind that you want to do, right? And so it really, it's like the carpet being ripped out from underneath us going, okay, now is your opportunity. So instead of looking at any obstacle as something that is a negative and viewing it as something that's opening a door to something bigger and better, it's all a mindset. And that allows those bigger and better things to be able to come through. When we allow ourselves to get all nervous about what's going on, we put up blocks, and it's all very energetic.
I think you're
looking at it from a different place, from a more spiritual position, as opposed to a more human
position. Let me ask you a question.
I think it's just like people, like when they want to move forward.
Yeah, talk to the mics. Can't hear you.
When people try to walk forward, like it's a new change and it's a new beginning and it's a new thing that might be the answer that you've been looking for, but sometimes people are too scared to like walk through that tunnel or that door. But sometimes that door is actually the door that's going to open for you, you know?
That's right. And when we ask, I mean, we're asking the universe to provide for us. And when we do that, we have to believe, we have to know.
Yeah, faith.
Believe, but know that whatever is taking place is in our highest and best. And whatever is in our highest and best is going to be that outcome.
Right. She's right.
And by doing that, we allow ourselves to just be free of all the other minutiae that's put on top. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That Yeah.
Yes.
So
fantastic.
Positive. It's all about the mindset.
Oh, yeah. Negative out, positive in.
Positive energy is always
yes.
good.
There you go.
You know, yeah. I was
thank
you.
Know, thank you.
It's not to say that you're not going to have moments of freak out, because you are.
Oh, yeah, everybody
it's,
does.
That's okay. Have mm-hmm. your moment. Put a time limit, just like Cameron did with the death of his mother and the process he went through. Put a time limit on that moment. Allow yourself to feel it, because you want to validate your feelings. You don't want to push them down, because that's going to cause health issues.
Right.
You want to validate them, and then you want to let them go, because you know that something amazing is going to come out of it. You've been asking for it. You're open to it, and so you're going to allow it to flow to you.
Yeah, it's true. It's beautiful. One question I have for you, and I don't know if you would the Do you do the cards when you, the different cards and stuff?
Tarot cards, you mean?
I do. I do cards
readings.
You know what? Do you have them with you right now?
I do cards.
Do you do me?
I don't know if she has them. Do you have your tarot cards?
I don't have them with me right now. I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for that.
Say another time. She'll do another time.
I do. If you want to go ahead and hit me up on an email or on my Facebook, you're more than welcome to
next
do that.
Week.
And we can set up a
okay.
time.
Yeah, next
absolutely.
Week we're going to talk about tarot cards. Also, I've been having with Danny, you know, Danny Cruz, I've been having where he's becoming the little child I don't want, because I told him, I said, you know, you got to work and have a job. To be something in this society, and what I've been going through, and you know, I'm really nice with him. Is could you do this for me? Could you do that for him? No, I had to stop today, and he said he had to go to his grandmother because it's all trying to get money. I'm sorry about it with him, but that's the way I talk with Danny. Is it good to be tough? With Danny like that? Because if not...
It
would
be tough.
Yeah, I had to be tough with him. And you know what he did? He backed away. But the problem with him is, next week will be the same thing. You got to get a job. Job is very important, because I told him, I said, you got to have something that you're going to go to and make money at, you know?
The one thing we want to be careful of doing is enabling people's behaviors.
Right.
And it's wonderful to give, right. provided that that's your heart mm-hmm. to
right.
give.
Right.
Because when we give, we are setting in motion the ability to be able to receive, okay?
Right.
But there are times when those kindnesses are taken advantage of right. by other people.
Right.
And in those instances, especially when you begin to feel like you are being taken advantage of, our heart is our new brain.
I mean,
okay,
I have a soft heart. I cannot hurt a person. I love helping people.
But people step all over you for the wrong reason,
yeah,
and it hurts your life. You run late because you're trying to help other people when they don't want to help themselves.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
still.
God helps those
who
help themselves.
You can't be so evil either.
You have to have a balance. So you can still love and you can still help,
right.
but not when it jeopardizes your
evil.
Future.
It's not evil to... One way that I look at it, because I have a giving heart too, and if I have it, I want to give it.
Right.
But at the same time, when we enable people who are not helping themselves, okay, we are right. taking away from them their own ability and their own life lessons that they need to gain from. And the last thing that we want to do is get in the way of what is in alignment for them, because everybody is here with a life lesson. Everybody is here to gain, to grow, to evolve.
Right.
And if we step in the way, then we are preventing them from being able to really take advantage of what is actually there and present for them to gain out of their own experience. I have, like I said, I have 8 children. It's very difficult sometimes mm-hmm. to draw that line, because right. they're my kids. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I don't, then I am preventing them from growing and being the best that they can be. And the very last thing that I want to do is that. So I have to check myself all the time. Am I doing this because I feel like it's the right thing to do? Or am I doing this because out of obligation? Or is there something else that's attached to it that could possibly be more harmful than good? And that's kind of how you have to look at it. If you have any kind of hesitation on doing something for somebody, then that's an indication right there.
Anyway,
don't do it.
Anyway, thank you so much, Burnett. We've missed you. I'll be on the show. You'll come back next week. We'll do tarot. Next week we'll do
readings,
do the tarot. But I want to thank you so much, and I'll tell you, it was a lively show tonight. We had a lot of topics, and we had Bernadette.
Thank you. And go to my Facebook, Bernadette MD Gabrielle. Send me a message, and we will connect, and I will do some cards for you, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much. I love you all. Have a great night.
You too. Anyway, with that in mind, what we're going to tell everyone is we want to thank everyone for this wonderful show tonight. Next week, we'll talk about the Israeli Festival, which will be in Los Angeles. And then I want to talk about there's a French Film Festival that's happening this week. So please, if you get a chance, come see it. Anyway, good night from... we don't have to. We're out of time.
Okay.
Good night from Los Angeles. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So,
you have to learn that when you do radio. Time is it.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dadsker.